Movie Camp Podcast. Craig's eating popcorn. Yum.
Yes, clearly, I'm eating popcorn. You can hear it.
Yeah, and clearly we also can hear you have a mustache, too.
All right, everybody, and welcome to the Movie Camp Podcast. You down with MCP? Yeah, you know me. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Elijah, and alongside me today, I've got a man who has a shame mustache. It's Craig Mann.
Why do they call it a shame mustache, Craig?
Well, I lost a bet against our roommate Kyle. I don't want to get the whole thing of it, but I lost. Seahawks beat the Niners, whatever. Sometimes I think it looks good. Other times I feel like I am the most creepy man on earth.
Depends on what you're looking at.
It's a pretty creepy
anything under
stash.
The age of 18, you become creepy.
I mean, like, do a little smile.
Yeah.
Brown.
It's a very creepy stash. We've also got a man who is... who is a trooper, Andy Adair. He's sick, and he's still here podcasting for you. He loves you, fans.
Asterisk for this podcast, I may cough a couple times. I will do my best to not cough into the mic.
Is this your flu game?
This is my flu game right now.
All right. Absolutely. You're gonna be great. And our other host, Mr. Carl Jack, wearing the glasses, looking smooth, and chewing some bubble gum?
Pretty much always chewing gum.
Really? I did not notice that about you. How have we been friends for, like, 5 years, 4 years? And I don't know that you chew gum all the time.
Now you just look like a billy goat.
Yeah, you got the goatee.
Now I want to get rid of it.
I don't think you look like a billy goat, Carl. I think you look like a good professional human being.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, as always, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get...
Thanks, four people.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, the four of you. You want to try to name them?
Who are listening?
Jordan Tunney.
Maybe.
Maybe at this point.
Yeah, who knows? He's probably...
Some girl named Caitlin.
Caitlin, okay.
Oh.
Caitlin.
A random, I don't know.
Is she single?
I don't know.
Craig's single. Is she?
Maybe my friend Eric, I'm not sure.
Eric sometimes listens.
Eric.
Shout out to Eric.
Thanks you guys
yeah,
for
Eric.
Listening.
All right, and the third person, you're a mystery person. But we're going to start the podcast the way we always do, with the movies, because we're called Movie Camp still. So let's talk about movies.
All right, so the first bit of... news that I have is something that actually caught me off guard.
I think we should start saying it like you just said it there. News. Multiple O's in the middle.
News. Movie news.
Okay, anyway.
What's that first movie news?
The fact that Warner Brothers and Guy Ritchie are going to make 6 King Arthur feature films.
6?
6.
You guys hear me slow clapping at the start?
Okay, wait. Question. So are they rebooting the movie 6 different times
and trying to
get it right?
Like
a
series.
This is a trilogy or a sixilogy.
A trilogy, Elijah, yes.
A trilogy of 6. All right.
Maybe it's 2 separate trilogies.
Right, and it's a topic that we're all pretty familiar with. I mean, I'm sure they'll have Merlin in it and all that, you know.
You know we want that Merlin.
We have no idea. They might be going for a more realistic,
like, gritty
version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there'd be no magic or dragons or anything like that.
Or no.
it could be complete fantasy with wizards.
I hope they go Harry Potter and, like, we get some Robin Hood in there. And
well,
Arthur
no, I hope
and,
we
like,
do too, because,
Lance
I mean, that's the whole point of the story. I don't think you could do 6 movies on, like, gritty realism of King Arthur because there's just not enough story there.
So, but just by the way we're all talking, though, it does sound like we're a little bit hopeful, at least.
I'm hopeful because I love Guy Ritchie. I'm also hopeful because I like the story of King Arthur. Yeah. I just think 6 movies might be just a tad bit too ambitious.
Especially not based off a book. At least Harry Potter was based off a book.
Yeah, they're going to be
making
this up on the spot. Yeah,
I wish there was more ambition like that. You know, I mean, you look at Marvel, too. They're planning out movies until 2022.
Okay, wait. Can we play a quick little game here? Can we play... the first one, I'm just going to assume, is called King Arthur. Can we play the game called Let's Name the Other 5 Movies? The second one's going to be called The Round Table. King Arthur, colon, The Round Table.
Yeah, they all going to be, like, King Arthur, colon, story. Like,
King Arthur.
No.
It's got to be... It's not going to be King Arthur 1, King Arthur 2, King Arthur 3.
King Arthur 3. I'm into that.
That's kind of the old way of doing things. Everything.
And any other names for him?
King Arthur... something, something, Wrath.
King Arthur.
Red
Merlin's
Hood's Wrath.
Merlin's not a Wrath.
Robin Hood's Wrath. Ooh, it sounds good. Mm. King Arthur,
are you just like,
colon, Robin Hood's Wrath.
Yeah, that means the fourth one's going to be King Arthur, Vampires and Werewolves.
All right, the next bit of news is the fact that Rupert Sanders is going to direct, or is slated to direct, the live-action Ghost in the Shell.
So... what has Rupert Sanders done? Because he just said that name.
I'm pretty sure the only thing I know that he's done is the Snow White and the Huntsman.
I'm looking this stuff up so I can tell you guys.
And so,
do you guys watch That anime?
I've seen Ghost in the Shell.
I've seen Ghost in the Shell as well.
Yeah.
I haven't watched all of it. I've only seen like a few. I believe I saw one of the movies. But it's a cool sci-fi world.
Yeah.
Live action, I mean, they could do it. I mean, it's definitely well within the realm of possibility and realism that they could bring.
That is his only... Yeah. directing movie. He did one other movie, but Snow White and the Huntsman was like is basically his second movie ever.
Oh, okay.
To direct.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about like translating Japanese manga and anime into live action, especially Western live action stuff, there's like a lot that I feel like gets lost in the translation.
Well, I feel like the stories are really, really good, but the dialogue is either really hokey or just, yeah, like you said, doesn't translate. Just
yeah.
There's something missing and it doesn't. That goes with any kind of comic book. If you read comics, the dialogue in the comics is much different than it is in these movies, for the most part.
True.
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah?
Is it pronounced manga or manga?
Manga, I'm pretty sure.
It's manga.
Is it?
Yes.
Jeez Louise, bro. Chillin' with that.
So, there is going to be a Day of the Triffids remake. I think I heard about
that. What word did you just say?
Day of the Triffids.
I don't know what Triffids is.
What's a Triffid? What's a Day of the Triffids?
Is that a flower?
You guys don't know the Day of the Triffids?
No, what is this?
No. Educate us now.
I feel like this is going to be bad movie news then.
No, still lay it on us. Let's hear it. What if it's great movie news? It changes our life.
An old horror, science fiction horror movie that came out in the 60s, I believe.
Okay.
I think it's black and white.
Okay.
And it's basically, there's like a giant like meteor storm that happens one night and everybody looks at it because like the entire sky is like full of meteors.
Sure.
But they're like the main cast is all doing something in different parts of the world and stuff, and they're indisposed basically, so they don't watch it. And then the next day, everybody who watched the meteor storm, which was most of the planet, is now blind.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
And the meteors were actually seeds for Triffids, which grow into big monster plants basically that eat people.
Ooh,
and
cool.
With most of the world blind, they can't defend themselves.
I'm in.
That sounds pretty
cool.
That
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Moving on. We have Gal Gadot said that she has signed on for 3 DC movies. The upcoming Man of Steel movie. The Batman versus Superman. A Justice League movie. And a standalone Wonder Woman movie.
Now, she's not getting paid hardly anything for the upcoming one. Like $400,000, I think, is all she's getting paid.
Well, we don't even know how big her part in the movie is.
Right, I don't think she's going to be Wonder Woman at all.
Okay, right. Maybe at the very end, she's going to... Something will happen. Yeah. I don't even know the origin story of Wonder Woman, but...
Amazon.
Yeah.
Themyscira.
She... All of her stuff... I mean, she flies, so...
She's always a superhero, always.
She's always been.
Since birth, yeah. There's no like, magical lightning bolt or anything. She's...
I feel like they're definitely going to change her origin story,
though.
I do,
though. Too, and that's going to bother me.
I mean, it's just...
I think she's just going to be Diana. She's just going to be undercover as
Wonder surprised?
Woman. Who's surprised
that
she signed on
for 3 movies?
I'm not surprised that she signed on for 3 movies.
It's just cool that we know what they are now.
Although, I mean, I have brought up to Elijah that doesn't mean that she is going to be in them. She's contractually obligated to be in them if they make them and they want her.
I imagine less than 3 minutes of screen time in Superman versus Batman.
In which case, easy $400,000.
Which will lead into... the Justice League movie where she'll play a much bigger role.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is... I don't remember what you told me.
Chris Pratt is going to be starring in Jurassic Park?
That's right.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Apologies.
So, because they're calling it Jurassic World, are we assuming that then, like, is this, like, just a bigger Jurassic Park? Like, it's like, you know, Disneyland versus Disney World? Or is the whole world going to be... taken over by dinosaurs.
I think the world is going to start to be overrun by dinosaurs because of what they've been doing.
You think it's going to be like apocalyptic dinosaur?
A little bit.
You do?
I don't know.
I don't believe that. I think it's just the title to announce that it's a bigger Jurassic Park movie or the next one.
Do you think that they saw something from Guardians of the Galaxy and they're like, Chris Pratt's a really good action guy?
Well, Chris Pratt is blowing up.
Yeah, I mean, he was in
so hot.
He was in Zero Dark Thirty.
Zero
sure.
Dark Thirty. He's going to be the main character in the Lego movie. He's going to be the voice of the main character.
He had
Lego
a little
movie.
Bit of a part
right.
in Her as well.
Right.
Yeah.
As the awkward
I think he's one of the rare, likable but still attractive male actors right now. Especially since coming from Parks and Recreation, he plays such a doofus in that show. Right. And he did lose a lot of weight, and now he looks really good because he's all buff and stuff. So they're going to use that to their advantage, especially. I predict a lot of shirtless Chris Pratt in Jurassic World.
He's got a real lumberjack vibe to him, in my opinion.
With his beard.
Yeah, his beard, man beard. And his physique. He's got, like, a really burly physique.
I like Chris Pratt. I like to see
I like him a lot, too. And I'm glad to see that he's blowing up in Hollywood right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't this also make you feel a little bit like Jurassic World is going to have a little, like... A little humor injected into it because of his character just in general.
Yeah,
which is good.
I think so.
Yeah, which
is good.
I'm into him.
Yeah.
All right. So since Man of Steel is getting pushed back a year, that release date opened up and Marvel is taking it for Ant-Man. It's July 17th, 2015. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the new release date for Ant-Man.
And also, they moved... I know we kind of talked about this earlier... With when they moved Batman Superman, they moved it to the proposed date for a Marvel movie the following year. So my question for you, do you think that Marvel's going to move that movie, Carl?
I have no idea.
Because it's an early May release. And
it could be very... It could be like a game of chicken to see who flinches first.
Yeah.
But it could... at this point, I don't think Marvel's scared of almost anybody. Especially not DC.
Mm-hmm.
They got that Disney money, man.
That, but the one thing that would make you a little bit afraid is Batman.
The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight would make you a little scared. And that could very well be true. At the same time, it's like, it's way too far in the future to see what they're going to do.
They could push it a week and it wouldn't matter at all.
A lot of damn confidence in Ant-Man, though, right? To say that not only is it going to be done on time, but it's going to be good enough to be... This big summer Marvel movie. Because wasn't it originally slated for a September, November, like a Thor?
I think it was
in
August.
Release?
I think it was August
okay.
To be honest.
Something like
but
that.
But I think the only reason they did that is because, you know, it's going to be Avengers, and that's their main movie, and then you have your second movie that year, and I think they were just trying to put it as far away from Batman Superman as possible.
Because one thing, right. If you don't want to put a movie up against Batman, I don't think you really want to put Ant-Man up against Batman.
Yeah, no,
true.
Ant-Man would have got eaten by Batman.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
Yeah, literally.
But now that Batman doesn't exist there...
Yeah, there's
they just
no
move up, and it's going up against the Peter Pan movie.
No threat at all.
I think Marvel's going to move their May date. I don't think they can go head to head with Batman.
I wouldn't. But why? Why would you do that?
It's just interesting. I like this little battle back and forth between the two studios.
Especially because we don't know what movie it is. We don't know, is it Black Panther? Is it a Doctor Strange? Like, is it Cap 3 or Thor 3? Like, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's not Iron Man 5, though. We know that.
We do know.
And again, we haven't seen anything, like, and they haven't seen anything. If Marvel sees, like, a preview or something like that, it gets early insight into what it looks like. They might be like, ooh, I don't like the looks of this. And
so before we just get into TV, I just do want to say that, and this might be an unpopular opinion here with the way Elijah talks about this movie, but I did not think Her was as good as everyone has been saying. That was okay. And by okay, I mean, okay.
I probably overhyped you.
I thought it was good. It was a very good movie. And it wasn't like, we were talking about this before the podcast, it wasn't how American Hustle was for me, which it's still nominated, and it's actually just, I don't think it's a good movie. But I thought Her was really good. I just thought it was a little bit overhyped. And I thought that, and maybe this is part of me not getting into the movie, but I thought that everybody in the film was just way too comfortable with people being in relationships with this OS. And maybe that's the world that they were at the time, but it just seemed like that would be a much larger step to take, you know.
Yeah.
And also, no one was really making a big deal out of this AI that is learning and is self-conscious. Like,
well, that's probably the norm for that time, though. We don't know exactly how far it was into the future. And you're right, pretty much everyone was okay with it, except for his ex-wife, which I think was probably the point of that.
All right, anyways, let's go ahead and get into TV now, guys.
Can we attempt to do some sort of TV theme song? Ready, Craig, go. TV time. TV time. TV time, yeah.
Theme song.
Okay. So.
Wasn't ready. I was not ready for that at all.
Good job, Craig.
You always have to be ready to
give
sing
us a
when
theme
Elijah's
song.
Ready. When don't Elijah's worry. Around you, you need to be prepared at all times to sing something.
Don't succumb to peer pressure.
We're gonna start
right.
here
yeah.
in TV, kind of in a movie way, and just talking about the previews for movies we're going to see during the Super Bowl next Friday or next Sunday night.
Ah.
So the ones that are confirmed for sure, we know Captain America Winter Soldier, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Are these going to be different previews than they've already shown?
They will be different previews. That is correct.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy will not be doing their trailer.
When does Guardians of the Galaxy come out?
It comes out in August.
August. So it kind of
I imagine that that one will be, the trailer will be revealed before Captain America. That's
yeah,
what I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Other movies that are set to show, Elijah, Transformers.
I'm showing off my Transformer tattoo, people. You can't see it.
Our friend Aaron Paul, Need for Speed, his first real trailer will be out.
There's no way that movie's good, guys.
A Toyota-themed spot for Muppets Most Wanted as well. We will see nothing from Godzilla, and it's still in...
Really?
Nothing about Godzilla yet. And it's still in question whether or not we'll see any X-Men or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes trailer.
I was really hoping you'd say X-Men would be there.
Yeah, they I would imagine that that's going to probably happen, but they have not confirmed or denied anything. So,
Surprise trailer.
Which one are you most excited for out of those? Obviously, Elijah, Transformers, you don't have to answer. But what's the one movie you wish would be a trailer during the Super Bowl?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, I could...
I would love
I
to
hug you right now if I could.
I would love to see a more extensive trailer on Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The trailer we've gotten.
Especially because Godzilla is coming out, like,
soon.
Sooner rather than later. Isn't it mid-May? Like, around May? We've seen a lot from Amazing Spider-Man and from Captain America. Anyways.
It's like, and honestly, I don't want to see another preview for Spider-Man or Captain America because they've already shown quite a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Give me Unleash the Cranston. That's what I need to happen.
But Godzilla, I think, definitely needs a more extensive trailer because the one that they showed is fine, but there's nothing
in it. I'm okay with it being as ambiguous and vague as possible because that's what made Cloverfield really cool is you didn't see the monster at all. And you
definitely don't want this to be Cloverfield.
Anticipating. I like Cloverfield.
Me too.
I don't want Godzilla to be Cloverfield.
Clovey is an adorable monster.
I don't want a shaky cam Godzilla movie. No.
This one will be a quick one. I just want your yay or nay reactions to the Penguin possibly being the first villain on Fox's Gotham show.
Nay!
Nay.
Craig?
All I can think of is Danny DeVito looking creepy, so I'll say nay.
Okay. I'll actually say yay.
Okay. Why don't you tell us why we're excited? Because I think the general feeling is not excited. So
my general feeling isn't excited because Penguin has got to be one of my least favorite Batman villains. But if you're going to be doing a Batman-themed television show, so it's a series rather than a movie, the Penguin would probably be a good choice for a villain because...
A weapons dealer?
He's basically... He has his own little crime syndicate. He's very different from other Batman villains. So he has a crime organization.
A realistic take on the Penguin is much more likely than a realistic take on...
So for a Batman show, a television series, you can have, like, missions or things going out. Like, oh, there's, like, been, like, a bank robbery over here. They catch the guys, and, you know, it's leading all the way to the top. You know, something like that. Something that can build up.
Okay.
But
I could get behind that. It just depends on how they portray him. You know, if it's supposed to be realistic, you know, if they portray him as a guy that's, you know, just wears a nice suit and is just a ruthless gun dealer in Gotham.
There'd be no reason
maybe it's called a penguin.
He better have a pet penguin.
Pre-crazy penguin. Like, maybe something will happen in the show, you know, because this is when Bruce Wayne is a child. So maybe something will happen to the Penguin.
That'll make him the Penguin.
Batty? Yeah, exactly, if you will.
Yeah, he could actually be complete. He could just be like maybe a dwarf size, but like a short guy who's completely normal.
Just a normal
and
short
maybe
guy,
like an explosion happens and like melts his fingers together to make like penguin paws and shit. Who knows?
Oh, penguin paws. That's so cute.
it's just one of those things. Like,
I'm into that.
They could do something like that.
I want penguin paws. I'm in on penguin paws. All right, guys. Mike will be on Better Call Saul.
Oh. Okay.
Are you excited?
That's good. That's a good choice.
What? Who?
Mike?
How? Why?
It's a prequel.
Yeah, it's definitely a
prequel. So, are you confused still that this all happens before Walter White?
No, but that just... okay.
Well, he did favors for Saul in Breaking Bad.
And I know that he knew him
like
before.
When he,
yeah,
he,
that just...
when Mike
a little cop-out-y to me.
I don't
is
know.
It?
Well, yeah, a little.
Just, is he not the best,
the best
second actor to put on that show?
Oh, yeah.
If there's two Breaking Bad characters that you'd want a spin-off of, it's most definitely, and if this is if you take out Landry, of course, it's most definitely Saul and Mike. Like, no question about it. And to get those two on a show together, that's going... AMC knows what they're doing. All right, last bit of quick news before we get into some reviews here. Neil Blomkamp is rumored to finally be attached to something Halo-related in his directing of the pilot of the Halo TV series produced by Steven Spielberg. It's just a rumor at this point, but it's looking like that this is going to happen. Are you or are you not excited for that?
I'm excited. I also had that on my video game news, but now I'll strike it from my records because...
Yeah, it's a TV. It's a TV show. Yeah. It's a TV show.
Yeah, it is. And the Blomkamp, he already made Warthogs, and he made assault rifles, and he used the assault rifles in District 9, so why not let him have a crack
at Halo? And the Warthogs.
Yeah, he used the Warthogs. Yeah, he used all the stuff that they made at the Weta workshops for Halo in District 9. It's awesome. Good job.
I hope they make a District 9 sequel.
I'm going to call it District 10.
I hope they don't.
I hope they do.
All right. Let's get into some reviews, you guys. That was a really good good thought there.
Incredibly interesting conversation between Craig and Carl.
First show we want to talk about is, of course, Sherlock.
Woo!
We're going to talk about the second episode, which is called A Sign of Threes? Is that a question mark?
Sign of Three? The Sign of Three?
The Sign of Three, that is correct. Okay, so... a lot of people, I'm going to start here, a lot of people have just been talking about how this season of Sherlock feels completely different, and it's more character-based as far as, like, getting into Sherlock's life, getting into Watson's life, their relationships outside of their work. Do you guys agree with that? And
yeah.
Then secondly, for you, is that a problem? Because for me, it is not a problem. I've seen a lot of people commenting online about it. Like, IGN reviewed the second episode and it was like, they gave it like a 6. Because they want, they're basically, their premise for the review was, I don't want to see more about Sherlock's life and Watson's life. I want a 90-minute mystery. And that's what I want. And I don't necessarily want that. So I want to hear what you guys have to say.
The Capers have definitely taken a back seat to the two of them on screen. But I like that.
I think that was inevitable anyway, just because of the circumstances of how the last season ended.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with that. I am of the opinion that I would rather have a 90-minute mystery than just a bunch of character development. Not that, I mean, it always has the character development anyway, but mm-hmm. I want the mystery in there as well. But I have no problem with this episode at all.
I didn't particularly care for the episode that much. It wasn't... I might say it was my second or third least favorite episode of the series, which the second episode is usually pretty weak. Anyways.
Yeah, that's kind of
every season.
Every season, the second episode is the least.
Yeah. You know, like the whole wedding with him giving the toast and everything like that.
It
started really strong, and I think it just dragged out too long to get to the point that it got to, and it was all pretty obvious the way that it was going to unravel.
And Sherlock is only three episodes a season, three 90-minute episodes, so... To the people that don't like where these characters are going and how they're relating to one another, to you I say, bah humbug.
It's been 2 years that they've been away. They kind of had to give us some mushy-gushiness, right?
They had to do that because he's been dead for 2 years.
I loved this episode, the second episode. The moment at the very beginning where basically Watson tells Sherlock that he's his best friend
was a great
little scene. Very touching scene. And in Sherlock's speech, I don't want to ruin that for anyone. I couldn't even ruin it if I wanted to, actually. But it was really good. Like, he was just so... Like, that was a great moment for that show, I think.
Interesting thing, though. Emotional moments between British guys? Kind of awkward. Interesting, but awkward. Like,
okay. Yep.
Like, if I'm just... I just want to be like, hey, Carl, I love you, man. I'll just give him a hug. But, like, those two.
Yeah.
Like, there is no room in British culture for
a bro
man on man bro hugs. Yeah.
Like. So, we're going to actually move on and talk about a different show now. I don't want to get crazy into Sherlock because the last episode is next week. And we'll kind of do a big Sherlock where were we this season? Where are we going next?
Especially since we don't know when it's going to be coming back.
Right. So, we'll talk a lot more about Sherlock next week. I want to get in to True Detective, which is actually up on the TV right now to my right. But first, I just wanted to ask you guys, did any of you happen to catch Black Sails?
No, I saw that it got solid reviews, though.
I will just say quickly, because I would like to talk about it on the show, you should check it out. It's pretty cool. A lot of people were saying, oh, it's on Stars, it's going to be like Spartacus, you know, that kind of thing. Definitely not stylized in any way. There's sex scenes, but no more than you would get in a Game of Thrones episode, for example.
Right.
And
so on the scale of sex, it's more Game of Thrones than Spartacus.
Yeah.
And your favorite show.
If you wanted Strike Back.
Yeah.
Banshee, any show that's on Cinemax has to have at least one very raunchy sex scene per episode. But I would definitely recommend you guys watch Black Sails. There is an intriguing story. I am a fan of pirates and that, like, the pirate lore, I guess. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it's just pretty cool. It's a cool looking show. Pretty brutally violent at the very end of the first episode. There's a fight and I want you guys to watch it because I'd like to talk about Black Sails. It's on Stars.
Right.
The second episode will be out next week, so hopefully we can talk about both of the episodes that are out.
I started watching Helix.
Did you like Helix?
I do like Helix.
It's interesting, right?
I like it a lot, actually.
How many episodes in did you get? Because I've only watched the first three.
That's all they have, I think.
Yeah, fourth one just aired. I think it was Friday or Saturday.
Did I see that? I'm not sure.
So what? Just
I've seen at least three.
Quick thoughts on Helix, Carl, because I am enjoying it as well. I like where it could go, and I like the close quarters environment that they're in, you know?
Quick thoughts on Helix. It's got horror elements to it, but it's not, it doesn't really focus too much on them, right. I guess. Definitely, it's like the not too distant future, you could say, because there's a lot of like not present day type of realism there.
Right.
But it's not like unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got good dialogue, and it's got a good story going for it right now. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting and intriguing story, one that kind of draws you in and makes you want to watch more.
You know, if you really like that Helix show, you should check out this other show. It's called Dodecahedron. It's actually really good, too.
That's cool, Elijah. Elijah's hating on our show, Carl.
No, I'm not hating. I just thought of that joke.
Helix will definitely be a show that we will talk about for the first season at least, because I'm going to keep watching it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a TV section of the podcast if I didn't anger Elijah and Craig by talking about how good Arrow is. So I will
enamor us with how good it is.
That Arrow is the best show that you're not watching on TV right now.
What happened this week?
I don't want to ruin it for you. We're watching it together at some point, so okay. I'm not going to tell you. all right, let's talk True Detective. This will be the last thing we kind of talk about today for TV. I don't want to review the episodes because everybody does reviews.
Yeah.
Let's just talk in general about the show. Are you guys enjoying the slow nature, I guess, of each episode? This seems to be, when I was reading reviews online, the biggest point of contention between reviews is that some people really liked the slow pace and the dialogue, and some people were very against the pace and dialogue.
There's times where I have to turn the TV up and rewind to hear McConaughey. Yeah, because McConaughey is just like slurring and droll and slow. And
subtitles,
the whole thing. Yeah, I need to watch the subtitles is what it is.
All right, that's True Detective, guys.
No, I thought someone else was going to jump in. Am I the only one who's seen True Detective?
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either. So this is just a conversation between Elijah and I. All right. You, Greg and Carol. Did you
call me Carol?
Carl, I said
Greg and Carol.
Greg and Carol. It was fast, so maybe it sounded like Carol to you. I would never call you
Carol.
I'm
checking.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of flustered because I thought they'd watch the show. Elijah, did you overall enjoy it, though? I mean, because you're talking about how you have the rewind, and that doesn't seem like something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, no, that's kind of frustrating. I do like the show, and I'm going to keep watching it because it is so pretty to look at, and there's a lot of good acting and stuff happening.
The guy that did the cinematography for Top of the Lake did it for this show.
Here's what I think is happening, Elijah. You're multitasking while you're watching the show, and then he'll say something, and you're not totally paying attention, so you have to be like, oh,
what? I will say this. If your phone is out during True Detective, you're missing out.
Yeah, you are. It's true.
Certain shows you cannot, like, there are certain shows you can watch with your phone out, listen, glance up, you know, watch a couple minutes, go back to your phone or whatever. That is not True Detective.
One of the things with the show is that there's no real visual or audio cues for when the time travel happens or when the flashing between the past and the future happens.
Present, yeah.
And it's a lot of they're talking and it seamlessly starts.
The only
panning
cue
to the...
is the hair.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching again, you wouldn't know.
No, but I do overall enjoy the show. So far, a lot of the episodes have had that at the very end of the episode, there's the big clue for the next episode. So I haven't liked that so much because like, it's like, bam, McConaughey line that like, it's been like not cliffhangers, but like the most interesting piece of the episode is the last 5 minutes. And I'm not really a big fan of that, but I like the show overall.
Okay. All right. I'm enjoying True Detective also. I'll stick with it. It's only, what, 8 episodes?
Yeah, only 8.
Total?
Not a huge commitment.
Not a crazy commitment. Although I did start watching Top of the Lake, and I got three episodes in, and I'm having a hard time finishing it. I do not know why people like that show.
Andy.
So far.
Andy.
Yeah.
You know what True Detective has in that second episode?
Mm-hmm.
Boobs of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Those things.
Let's have a moment of silence for the Boobs of the Year, because that chick was...
What else is she in?
She's been in a couple other things. She was in... She was...
Because she looked familiar.
Percy Jackson.
Oh, it is the girl from Percy Jackson. Yeah. Oh! She got hot out of nowhere!
Texas Chainsaw 3D. She was in Hall Pass. That's what the movie she was in where she was the babysitter. Hall Pass.
Okay.
And she was like hitting on Owen Wilson.
We can just go to HBO Go. No, you need to see them in motion.
Can we
finish
the episode of the podcast?
Craig, I'll help you out. I'll help after the podcast. That'll be our treat. That's our dessert. Close it. Close this, Craig. Stop it. I will hook you up on the big screen. I will hook you up on the big screen. We'll put it right here on this television.
Craig, close the computer. No more boobs.
Hang on.
No, Craig, hold your side. Craig, hold. All right, so that...
delayed gratification.
Okay, go.
We're editing all
right,
of that.
That's all going
okay,
out.
All right, so I guess that brings us to an end of the TV section, right? Us talking about the True Detectives there.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to help me get to the game section? I need some video game music.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Video games. All right, that brings us to the video game section. We're going to start this section off. You guys know I got the news stories here, and I'm just going to ask each of you about the news story. So, you know, there's pretty much a news story for each of you in here. But, Carl, we're going to start with you. Microsoft and EA have been accused of paying YouTubers for positive reviews for Xbox One games and for EA games. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like this is not really news. Because I feel like they've probably been doing this for a while. Especially EA. It doesn't surprise me that EA would do this. I'm a little surprised, I guess, that Microsoft is doing it. But, is this confirmed or just rumors?
Very heavily rumored. Because basically the YouTubers have had to sign an agreement saying that they wouldn't say anything about getting paid. But it's, so many people have kind of...
Who cares?
Floated the story out. You don't care. So Microsoft's allowed to pay for positive reviews then.
Yeah.
So they're paying people on YouTube to write comments about the
game? No, they're paying people who like upload the Let's Play videos and like reviewers and stuff like that. They're paying them to give them positive reviews.
I don't know if that's the first source people are going to go to for a positive review on a game.
Yeah, whoever the guy is that's at the position where he's going to take money from Microsoft for a positive review, whoever that guy is, no, I don't imagine people are looking at his review, are they? This is a bigger company.
YouTubers
imagine,
are pretty big communities.
They are big communities. They're gigantic communities. And
Let's Play is really huge.
If certain people do give a good review, that could become a lot of sales.
I'll talk great stuff about the PlayStation 4 if they want to pay me. I'll tell them it's the best. I'll tell them it's better than Xbox One. I don't care. Good for those people, though, making money.
All right. Let's move on to the next story. Andy, this one's for you because you are the expert here on Japanese culture, manga. The company Namco Bandai is changing their name to Bandai Namco. Do you think this spells success for their company?
I think that they released that news without caring about the American market because they're biggest in Japan.
Yes,
and
correct.
That's where they're already called Bandai Namco.
Correct.
And
yes.
So they're just trying to...
Unify the brands?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't. Not a big deal.
It,
right.
I mean, I don't think it's a big deal because it's the same syllables and Bandai comes before Namco alphabetically. So really, that's how it should have been.
Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco instead of... Yeah,
Namco Bandai.
Like, it's fine. People get used to it.
Okay. Craig, Microsoft is considering making digital games cheaper. And right now, some digital games are even more expensive than their in-store counterparts, you know, especially with used games and things like that. But I've kind of always thought the digital game should be cheaper because you're not getting the artwork and the disc that you can let a friend borrow. So,
right, yeah.
What would be a good price for a digital game for you? Like, if it was to be a savings from the...
$10 cheaper, I would say.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I mean, $10 is good enough. You think they would do it regardless because there'll be more impulse buys. You know, you're on your 3DS late at night,
I don't have an Xbox, by the way. You're on your 3DS late at night. You're like, oh, man, this game. Oh, it's only $10. Boop. Download. Oh, well, why did I spend that $10? Why did I buy this horrible game? Speaking of horrible games that I bought a Game & Watch game. I love Game & Watch, but his games are terrible. Moving on.
All right, so this next story is for Mr. Carl. Carl, guess what Microsoft did today?
What?
They bought all of the rights to Gears of War from Epic Games, so now they can do whatever they want with Gears of War. They own the IP.
Huh.
You don't seem surprised by that.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised by that. The Gears of War franchise was hugely successful.
So, the last time this happened, and Microsoft already always owned the Halo rights, but the last time it was taken from Bungie and then made by Microsoft Game Studios, which is what's looking like is going to happen with the next Gears of War game. It's going to be made by Black Tusk Studio, and which is a company that's never made a game before. And they're kind of an assembly of guys who have made shooters, and they're remnants of Halo teams and Gears teams and Call of Duty teams and things like that. So they're going to make the next Gears of War game. Where are they going to even go?
Where are they even going to go?
They milked the whole universe.
They totally did milk the whole universe. I have no idea where they're going to go. They could do a pre-prequel.
Andy, would you play Pendulum Wars if they did that? Just human on human? You got to have Locust in there?
No. I don't know. I just have no clue where they're going to go. I imagine that they bought the IP so they could do a live-action TV show.
Is that all Microsoft's doing now?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, I think a live-action TV show is a better idea than a Gears of War video game again.
But the thing is, like, when you have a hugely successful franchise, you kind of have to keep making games. I mean, it's what they do. It's a milk machine. It's a money machine.
It's a milk machine, guys.
It's a milk money machine.
I love milk.
Milk money.
You know, if Microsoft wanted a milk machine, they should just buy cows instead of buying an entire IP from Epic Games.
That's enough
with that. All right, that. So we're going to switch it up. I'm not going to Andy with this next question because he gets the next few. I'm going to Mr. Craig Mann. Craig, last week we kind of talked about Nintendo not doing games on iOS or mobile and how I think they're dumb for not making Mario Touch or whatever because I think they can make billions of dollars. But a new story comes out of Japan saying that Nintendo's probably going to make touch version demos of their games for Wii U and for 3DS that you can only get as demos on your phone that will make you want to buy the console and the game on 3DS or Wii U. How do you feel about that?
I don't know if just the touch aspect of a game will have me wanting to buy it.
And really, so what they're going for is...
Well, yeah, what games do they do?
There's no real news on exactly
what... A Mario
what,
platformer.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the idea is, existing games that are going to come to 3DS and come to Wii U, they will make demos that are modified for your phone so that you can play the demo and then want to buy the console
in the right
game.
Direction, but why not just do the demo on the actual console or handheld? Why not just say, hey...
Well, they'll probably have both.
But then, I guess I'm confused by, like, let's say it was a Mario platformer, how would playing it on my phone make me excited about playing a platformer on the console, because it's totally different.
Yeah, and they've also said that it's going to be videos, too, so like trailers that are basically be made specifically for iOS.
As long as the demos are free, whatever.
Okay.
I guess,
okay.
Really.
All right, and then
all
now comes some stories for Andy. Just give me a yay or a nay or your true response, Andy. Give me your unfiltered responsiveness.
Oh, unfiltered. You got it.
Yeah, unfiltered. Titanfall.
Some language.
Titanfall. No microtransactions. How's that make you feel?
So excited. I hate microtransactions.
All right. They said that there may be a season pass, but they will not say yay or nay on downloadable maps and things of that nature.
Don't care about the season pass.
Don't care about the season pass.
I got a season pass before for Call of Duty, and by the time like the third and fourth map packs come out, people have stopped playing the game.
And you don't care?
And it's already... I'm on to the next one.
A French retailer has leaked some images showing that Titanfall is going to have its beta beginning February 14th, Valentine's Day, and going for a week.
Last time I already canceled Valentine's Day anyway for House of Cards. So.
What's Karina going to do when I'm gone for, 13 hours to watch House of Cards,
and then
home and play Titanfall all day?
Yeah.
If she loves you, she'll understand.
The next day is my birthday, right? Mm-hmm. All right, Carl, the Hearthstone game that you love so much just opened their full open beta, and I can even apply to it. I have the link on my computer here, tabbed up. Convince me to play Hearthstone.
You like Magic the Gathering, right?
I love it.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Carl has convinced me. All right, and that brings us to our favorite segment, Andy's least favorite.
The show.
Worst segment of the show.
Smash Corner!
Smash Corner! Smash! So, what I'm going to do, Andy, last week you told us that you had some character ideas that you would like to add to the game. Do you remember them?
Start going around and I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll think of them.
Well, this actual round of Smash Corner was going to be dedicated to Andy, and you were going to tell us the character, and we were going to come up with how he'd play in his moveset.
Okay, so the first character I would like to see involved.
Is this realistic or is this just a jokey joke?
So it would be realistic, but the thing is it's not a Nintendo property necessarily.
Okay, throw it out.
I was gonna say Tron.
Tron? Okay, okay.
Light discs, cool outfit.
Okay, okay. So Craig, go ahead and give me an A move and a B move, and then you think of the same kind of thing, Carl. Like give me like a tell me like, oh, it's a, his up A is this.
I can give you his forward B.
What's his forward B?
He gets on the motorcycle and just zooms across real quick.
That's what I was thinking too. I was thinking that's the forward B. You got anything, Carl?
His down B would be deflecting thrown objects with his light disc.
With his light disc?
Because the light disc is used for deflection as well as offense.
I'm going to go with neutral B is a Pikachu-like blast. He holds the disc up and a beam of light
that's
drops
tight.
Down.
That's tight.
Yeah. It's him. What do we think his final smash would be?
He gets out of the fourth wall and then plays the arcade game.
I was gonna say he'd scan the people. He'd like scan, you know, he'd do the Tron scan and they'd all become 8-bit versions of themselves that are like really easy to
like
fucking
meat.
Ring out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, Carl?
That's pretty cool.
We got any other moves? We got any other moves that a Tron character would definitely do?
I feel like Tron would be a good ad.
I'm into Tron. I'm into Tron.
That'd be cool. Definitely never going to happen, but that would be cool.
It would never happen. But.
Until Disney owns them.
That's right.
Andy, did you have another character, or are we good on that for this one?
Elijah, you're going to be happy about this one. This is the other one I thought of, actually, and it would probably never work because it's not a real Nintendo property anymore, but Banjo-Kazooie.
Yes! That's exactly who I've always wanted forever and always!
I mean, that makes the most sense as far as being in the Smash Brothers. Do you agree?
All of his moves are already Smash Brothers moves. In the game, you jump and you press Z, and he does his down B, which is like Kazooie, like, pulling his beak out and drilling on people. His forward B would be the drill dodge. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would work.
A, that flutterfly. Oh, yeah, girl.
I have to admit, I never played the game.
You are a terrible human, Craig.
Neither have I.
Oh, my God. Get on my Xbox upstairs right now and play through both of them, the two of you together.
I'm excited about that.
Yes. I love Banjo-Kazooie. They make too much sense in the game, too.
It makes way too much sense.
It makes so much sense. All right, and that brings us to an end of the Smash Corner this week, ladies and gentlemen. I want to do something interesting. This is something we've never done before. This is a new segment called The Worst Review Ever. And this is where Elijah's going to review a game that I actually rather like. But Andy, Craig, and Carl are just going to ask me a series of super fast questions. And I'm not going to get a chance to really give you guys a good review of it, but you're going to hear a lot of details about the game. Who wants to start?
Character development.
Character development is great because there are two characters that you play as throughout the game and their paths cross.
Took too long. Character models.
Wait, hang on.
Huh?
What game is this? Are you supposed to figure the game out?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. This game is Broken Age coming out this Tuesday, and I've already had a chance to play it because I was a backer of the game. And yes.
Do you button mash?
You do not.
What console is it on?
PC and Mac and Steam only.
Is it boy or a girl character, or
both? Both. You play as a boy and a girl.
Side-scroller or 3D?
Side-scrolling point-and-click adventure game.
Okay.
Adventure.
How does it look?
Is there a monster?
So beautiful. It's the most beautiful game I've played.
Ever?
It's a painting. The whole game's a painting.
Okay.
Sort of like Braid.
Do you get money and spend money?
There's no spending of cash.
Free?
Or dollar bills.
Playtime, start to finish. Do you think? Would you imagine?
6 hours?
To beat the game?
Yeah.
Cost?
It will be coming out for only $20, that is only half of the game.
Oh.
What is the rating?
Why? Yeah.
You get...
Is it E for everyone?
I think it's E10. There's some dark humor in it.
Uh-oh.
So, when you say when you only pay $20, you only get half the game, what does that mean?
You get Act 1, which is the first half of the story, and then there's kind of a cliffhanger, and then you get Act 2 later this year when it comes out. But when you pay $20, you get the whole game.
Okay.
So I imagine it'll probably be around 10 to 12 hours of content for the $20.
I like that, actually.
Yeah, that works.
Any other questions?
Worst review ever!
That was the worst review ever, guys. I didn't even get to give it points or things, but yeah.
Nope.
That's the worst review ever.
That's Broken why it's Age. The worst review ever.
Broken Age, out tomorrow. You should buy it.
I think you just like games with paintings in them. You like
I'll bring up the game and show you what it looks like, and then you'll be like, what?
Mario That's pretty. Sunshine.
I love Mario Sunshine.
I'm sure you're all about that epic Mickey.
Not so much.
Okay.
So, Madden NFL 25 has predicted the winner of the Super Bowl, and they have predicted the Denver Broncos will win the game 32-28 in an overtime victory.
How are they going to score 4 points in overtime?
Or, I'm sorry, 31-28. Okay. 31-28. Okay. I'm sorry. Confused. I apologize.
I was about to correct him myself.
Sorry.
Carl doesn't even watch Flicky Carl over there.
No,
He saw it on the screen. But Madden has been traditionally pretty good at predicting the Super Bowl winner. They have a pretty solid record.
I guess, what were the weather conditions, right? I mean, I'm sure they had to put in the right weather conditions and all
that as well. Yeah, they do a lot of fielding and testing before they release their official results, but yes.
Right.
It is as close to a simulation as the game can get. And with that, that brings us to sports time, Craig!
Sports! Alright, guys. Well, we're going to talk about numerous things this week. Instead of just NFL and NBA, we'll try and get through some of those as quickly as possible. The first thing I do want to talk about happened yesterday, the NFL Pro Bowl. Team Rice defeated Team Sanders 22-21 on a last-minute touchdown and two-point conversion. So first thing I want to ask you guys is, do you like the no-conference idea? I mean, seeing just those names on my sports ticker was a little weird because it wasn't AFC versus NFC. It was Team Rice versus Team Sanders.
It was better than it has been in the years past, but that doesn't mean it's still that doesn't mean it's enjoyable.
I came home and Kyle was switching between a Golden State game and I was like, hey, can you put on the Nuggets game so we can switch between them? He's like, nah, man, I'm watching the Pro Bowl. And I was like, why are you watching the Pro Bowl? Why? It has no meaning, no significance. There's not enough thing that's on.
There's not enough entertainment value without there being stakes.
And the Grammys were on. Like, what? What are you doing?
I mean, what would you guys do to fix it, though? I mean, would you do like a Saturday weekend where you have skills competition?
I would definitely do skills like quarterback throwing into a bucket that's 80 yards away. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Something cool like that. Elijah's got a crazy, terrible idea.
Flag football.
What if it was just
no one in pads, no helmets, it was a flag football game.
And I mean, it would be unfortunate if you got rid of the linemen, but what if it was just a 7-on-7 game?
That'd be, yeah.
You know, like,
I don't think there's a way to fix the Pro Bowl.
Fireworks when they get a touchdown.
It's just NFL is not the same. Football is not the same.
NFL Pro Bowl is the only Pro Bowl that the best players don't play because they're in the Super Bowl.
Happens at the end of the season.
So if there was a way that they could do it post Super Bowl or something, you know, if they did the Pro Bowl like 3 weeks after the Super Bowl when people are starting to forget about football, and
no one ever forgets about football.
But you know what I mean? Like, it would be huge. It would be massive. Like, oh, the Super Bowl's over. Football's done. We still got the Pro Bowl.
Andy,
you know?
What if it was like something called NFL Send-Off Weekend? And then like it was like almost like an NBA All-Star Weekend, but with the NFL. And they just bring all the guys back together. And there are flag football games. And there are like skills challenges.
Flag football is a terrible idea.
You don't like
that? It cannot be a flag football game.
It will not be a flag football game.
I mean, there's so much more risk of getting injured playing competitive football than there is playing competitive basketball. And even the NBA All-Star game, it's not competitive until the fourth quarter. All right, so we're going to talk NBA now. Big story over the weekend. Carmelo Anthony scores 62, sets the Madison Square Garden record, overtaking Kobe Bryant, who scored 61. A really simple question. I mean, can this do anything for the Knicks season? Can they get motivated?
As a Nuggets fan, I sure hope not.
For those picks, right? There's been some talk. You know, one of my friends of a friend mentioned that Melo is the third best player in the league.
Who said that? Did you give them their crazy bills afterwards? He's not even top 10.
Eric said something to him, so no worries there. Okay. So LeBron and Durant are 1-2.
Right.
Who is the third best player in the league right now, but health matters, so they have to be healthy right now?
George, probably.
Paul George, not close.
Paul George?
Yeah. I would say something about maybe Love or Steph, but...
Paul George is 3.
No. And what I was going to say is that the wins do matter because as good as Kevin Love is and as amazing as his stats are, that put him as a top 5 guy. Exactly. They're not translating to wins. So his awesome stats aren't translating to a win.
That's really all I have for sports, guys. I don't
Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, we need to pick the Super Bowl is what we need to finish
with. Oh, but of course, let's pick the Super Bowl. We'll pick... Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. I wanted to go over prop bets for the Super Bowl, too. of course, there are some ridiculous ones. I don't know if we'll have time for that.
It is what it is.
So for my pick, I'm going to go...
Okay, so we're previewing the Super Bowls right now.
I think
now.
There'll be more field goals than we might think or expect. I guess depending on the win conditions. But I'm going to go with a 24-20 final Broncos.
We should pick the score with the basis in mind of the weather forecast as of right now, which is projected for Sunday to be somewhere between 25 and 35 degrees.
Right.
With, I think they said, like winds of like 8 miles an hour, so negligible wind. But, you know, anything can happen. But, yeah, so 24-20 Denver. I like that. I'm going to say I don't think the Seahawks can score as much as Denver is going to be able to, regardless of how good the Seahawks defense is. And I think that the Broncos, according to Football Outsiders, have the number one ranked run defense in the NFL, which is a big part of the Seahawks running game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Broncos 31-21.
Elijah?
All right. I'm going to... I don't know if... okay. I'm going to say... Jeez.
I'm excited.
21-10. Broncos.
Okay. Wow. Okay. No faith in the Seahawks at all.
Well, I'm going all in on this hand right here.
Okay.
40-0. Broncos.
I like that.
We got that.
1-0.
That's the most daring pick that there has been. What if Carl's right? I'd be so happy.
If we go into halftime 20-0, I would be so
halfway there.
So happy.
I'd be like, I'm getting it.
So we can talk some quick prop bets. Of course, you have your standard how long the anthem's going to be. Right now, the over-under is 224. You have really ridiculous ones like, will any of the Red Hot Chili Peppers perform shirtless?
Shirt off. The answer is yes, they will.
Yeah.
Answer is they better.
Flea will have his shirt off.
Shirt off, yeah. No matter how cold
it
is.
Yeah, it does not matter.
can we talk about how angry I am that it's Bruno Mars featuring Red Hot Chili Peppers? What world do we live in now?
Yeah,
I been? That Bruno Mars is more popular than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Here's what happened. They put Bruno Mars as the headliner.
They're like, shit?
He didn't have enough traction, so we got to get someone else. But they already had Bruno Mars, you know, and as the main guy.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. I mean... I don't know. I mean, who would you want up there? Who would be your top choice right now?
Between the two of them?
No, between...
Hot right now?
Who's hot right now? I mean, shouldn't you just do, like, put Daft Punk and Timberlake and
Beyonce
up there?
Yeah.
I mean, they already had Beyonce, but, like, just get...
Daft Punk and Timberlake would have been a good one.
All the people that is really popular for the last year up there.
I think Red Hot Chili Peppers is one of those bands. They're, like, ageless. Like a newer Rolling Stones in the sense of, like... They have a very wide audience of fans.
Yeah.
You know, they've been around since the early 80s. So, I'm going to say Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're my favorite band of all time, so I don't really care.
You got a tattoo?
That's like saying that Arrow is my favorite TV show.
So, probably the best prop bet is, will Aaron Andrews interview Sherman live?
Yes. If they win, yes, she will. That's the thing. Do you think the Seahawks will win?
What is the Super Bowl on? Is it on CBS or Fox this year? I forget.
If it's on Fox, then Aaron Andrews will be there.
Right.
If it's not, then it won't.
That probably is the case then. Cause
so, who's the what's the bet for... I guess I'll ask this. Who would you bet on first person to score a touchdown? Person. Like, actual person. Is it going to be Russell Wilson?
Demaryius
Thomas?
I would say Julius Thomas.
Julius Thomas?
Right. Just because I think they can exploit the middle of... That secondary?
I'm going to say no Sean Moreno. It's going to be the first touchdown.
Tear Ducks Moreno?
Yeah. Crocodile Tears.
Crocodile Tears.
Is that the guy where the gif of just like pouring?
Yes, that's no Sean Moreno.
Literally just pouring.
Pouring out. It was like he held his head back for 5 minutes.
You didn't hear the
5 minutes.
No.
He like held his head back for 5 minutes and was like, all right, camera's on, let's go. Like put his head down and let all the tears just flow
away.
He
was thinking about how before a football game, like there's all kinds of preparation, and then like right when the national anthem comes, there's just like this like hush, and it's like the eye of the storm of the hurricane, and then the anthem happened, and then it just brought him to tears because he was just like, you have to go
but
read.
It's not just tears, man. It's like there are faucets in his face.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. He really loves America.
He was like streaming.
Loves America.
And, like. I don't even understand that. He needs
Will, what color do you guys think the Gatorade's going to be on the winning coach? That's always my favorite prop bet. You can bet on the color of the Gatorade.
Orange.
Orange? If it's Denver, it's going to be orange.
Obviously orange.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's red. See, everyone's going to bet orange, and Vegas is going to make a killing. It's going to be a great game. I cannot wait to put that inside me.
All right, well, we are going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend and be very excited about it. Hopefully you guys watch it, too. Maybe we'll watch it with you. Who knows? Who out there is our friend and wants to watch it with us? Who knows? But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Andy's going to cop at you, yeah, and thank you for the podcast. But check us out on moviecamp.co, our website. Check us out on Facebook. Just type Facebook and then / moviecamp.co or moviecamp.
Everyone's confused.
I'm confused. You can find us on iTunes, of course. You can even email us at, Andy, what's our email?
info@moviecamp.co.
Yeah! Email us. We'll talk to you guys about things. Or find us on Facebook. Just search for Movie Camp.
Bye!
Bye. Ladies, hello.
Very mustache rides. Movie Camp podcast. I will hopefully not cough the whole time.
Andy's sick.
I still don't have one.
I just, like, sit outside my car when I got here, and I just, like, sprayed Febreze on myself for, like, 5 minutes, just so I wouldn't smell bad when I came in here.
That's fine.
I smell, like, really good Febreze. It was, like, trees blowing in the wind, fresh laundry.
Oh.